Ukraine security issue.
As of the 2nd of July, the 129th day of Ukraine's defense against Russian invaders, they had lost almost 36,000 troops. At the same time, the Russian army continued to kill Ukrainian civilians. Oleg Sinyahubov, head of the Kharkiv Region Military Administration, reported that in the early hours, Kharkiv city and several villages across the region were again struck by Russian missiles and shells. At least three civilians were wounded in the region. Private houses and farm buildings were damaged and fires broke out in forest strips. In one of the communities, the Russians completely destroyed a kindergarten, said Oleg Sinyahubov. The invaders also continued to shell towns and villages in the Sumy and Chernihiv regions located near the Russian border. According to State Border Service, the Russians shelled seven territorial communities from multiple launch rocket systems, self-propelled artillery, and mortars. Private houses were damaged and some apartment buildings were destroyed by fire. The Russians launched as many as 12 cruise missiles on the southern port city of Mykolaiv. According to Vitaly Kim, head of the Mykolaiv Region Military Administration, the missiles targeted the port infrastructure and private enterprises. As a result, at least 14 people were injured. In the Black Sea resort township of Serhiyevka, Odessa region, rescuers and volunteers continued to clear the rubble of an apartment building destroyed by three Russian missiles in the early hours of Friday. Katerina Rehova and her two daughters were lucky to survive. She told Ukrainian radio that the shockwave from the first explosion blew out all the windows and doors in the apartment. The second one shattered the walls. She grabbed her children and ran barefoot outside. Our neighbors gave us some clothes because it was still cold. My younger daughter only had her underwear on and was barefoot, so the elder one carried her outside on her back because broken glass was everywhere. The fridge and the wardrobe fell on me. I thank the guys, my neighbors, who helped me get out of my destroyed apartment, said Katerina Rehova. Dmytro Kiose, a local resident, said that his children's apartment was in the ill-fated apartment building. They are abroad now and I look after the apartment. I planned to spend that very night there, but there was something urgent I had to do, so I was not there when it happened, he told Ukrainian radio. I'm so sorry for the people who died, for the kids. The little girl next door lost her parents. I'm lucky my grandchildren and children left for Moldova on Sunday, said Dmytro Kiose. As of 6 p.m. Saturday, the number of victims had grown to 21, including two children. Two of three children are in grave condition. According to the Prosecutor General's office, the Russian invaders have by now killed at least 344 Ukrainian children and wounded more than 640. The highest numbers are recorded in the Donetsk, Kharkiv, and Kyiv regions. The figures are not final because of the absence of information from the occupied areas and the war zone. In the Donetsk region, six Russian high-impact missile strikes have been recorded since Friday night. Russian missiles targeted residential blocks, a supermarket and a school in the town of Bakhmut, as well as neighboring villages. Along the front line, the Russian troops used battle aircraft, heavy artillery, multiple launch rocket systems and other weapons targeting Ukrainian positions and sparing no local community. More than 50 industrial and infrastructure facilities were reported to have been destroyed or damaged in a single day. In the Luhansk region, the Russian army continues to storm Lysychansk, the last Kyiv-controlled city in the region. Encountered with the Ukrainian defenders' fierce resistance and suffering heavy losses, they resort to their tested scorched earth tactic of leveling a city before entering it. The Russians continue to steal Ukrainian crops that end up in Crimea or overseas. On Thursday, the Russian-flagged ship Zhebekzhely, carrying 7,000 tons of Ukrainian wheat, arrived at the Turkish port of Karasu. The information was proven by satellite imagery and tracking. Ukraine immediately demanded urgent measures from the Turkish authorities. We have very good communication and close cooperation with them. Ukraine's ambassador to Turkey, Vasil Bondar, wrote on Facebook. Russia uses its own and Syrian ships to transport stolen crops from the occupied Kherson region and the occupied part of the Zaporizhia region. By now, they have transported more than 500,000 tons of grain, reads the ambassador's Facebook post. Ukraine has sued the Russian Federation in the United Nations International Court for violating the Convention on Genocide. Anton Kurenevich, Ukraine's representative to the court, told reporters on Sunday. We work 7 days a week to bring Russia to account. We are going to employ two international mechanisms to facilitate the process. One of them is a special tribunal for Russia's war crimes against Ukraine. The other is an international commission that is supposed to oblige Russia to reimburse Ukraine for all the damage, said Anton Kurenevich.